This winter, staff from the Phoenix Aquatics Department visited Alhambra High School, which is almost 95% minority. They're trying to recruit a group of students to be lifeguards. None of the students is on the school swim team because Alhambra doesn't have one. The city's Melissa Boyle is aware of this.
As long as you can get from one end of the pool to the other with a tube and then without a tube, we'll work with you and your swimming abilities.
Boyle doesn't sugarcoat the downsides of the job.
Blood, poop, and vomit. You guys are going to be the rookies. You guys are going to be the first years. You're going to have to clean that up.
But the kids aren't discouraged. The job pays well, more than $11 an hour. And they know employers eager to hire teens are few and far between. Boyle's colleague, Kelly Martinez, takes on the delicate task of explaining why they're recruiting at inner-city schools like this one and the scenario they're trying to correct.
The kids in the pool are all, you know, either Hispanic or Black or whatever, and every lifeguard's white. We don't like that. The kids don't relate. There's language issues.
Martinez turns to a Latina student next to her.
Do you speak Spanish? See, awesome. We need more lifeguards who can speak Spanish.
Competitive swimming is still a predominantly white sport. A national study released in 2010 found minorities reported lower swimming ability compared to whites. Becky Hewlett, who heads the Phoenix Aquatics Department, says groups across the country are worried about a lack of lifeguards from different backgrounds.
There's articles saying, you know, we as an industry are failing in this, and how do we accomplish making lifeguards more diverse?
So Hewlett recently made a conscious decision to rethink recruitment and diversify the lifeguard applicant pool, so to speak. Traditionally, Phoenix's 500 lifeguards came from more affluent parts of town, most of which are farther from the public pools.
It really populated from schools that had swim teams, and so that was our feeder into our lifeguarding programs.
That's now changing due to Hewlett's efforts. At a recent lifeguard certification course, the majority of the students are from inner-city schools. Those who pass the class and a final test can apply to become city lifeguards.
Go down on the right side, come back on the other side. Does that make sense?
As the teens swim laps, it's clear many haven't had much formal training, but the coaches of the course aren't fazed and are prepared to put in the time to teach.
If you're not strong swimmers, stay closer to the side.
Honestly, I have a little bit of a fear of the water, and I just wanted to overcome that fear.
Jesus Jimenez is a junior at Washington High School who didn't grow up going to pools, but likes the idea of lifeguarding.
It's nice to, have the satisfaction of, knowing if someone's in trouble, you can just save them at any time.
The city raised about $15,000 in scholarships over the past 2 years to offset the cost of the certification course for students like Jimenez and Shauna Wells. The high school senior has also noticed a lack of diversity in the lifeguard chair.
I've never really seen somebody Black like me.
Wells says lifeguarding never occurred to her as an option before she got the opportunity to take the certification class.
I wouldn't have never thought I'm going to be a lifeguard, you know? I never would have thought it. Probably McDonald's or something, but not a lifeguard.
Wells will find out early next month if she got a job. The Phoenix public pools are scheduled to open Memorial Day weekend. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.